Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Consider exercising its reserved authority if it were determined that a proposed event would be, and here's the key word, injurious to public health or to the general welfare of the community. You don't have to be a Christian to know that Drag Queen Christmas is mentally and sociologically and spiritually injurious to the general welfare of our community.
That's James C. Johnson, pastor of Northstone Baptist, talking last night during the public forum, the first Leroy Boyd public forum, about their churches and many other local churches' opposition to the Sanger Theater's scheduled performance of Drag Queen Christmas happening on December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, which they variously view as harmful or immoral or blasphemous or wicked, or, you know, you pick your terms. And we've been talking about this morning because their basic request slash demand is you are allowed to cancel this and you should cancel this. This is absolutely unacceptable.
Drag Queen Christmas is profanity laden and it is blatantly sexual. Barely clothed performers are simulating sex acts on each other on a taxpayer funded stage. Further, it's obviously injurious to the community because these men are mocking the beauty of femininity. True feminists on this city council, you should be indignant over this. These men are putting on woman face and prosthetic female genitalia, and thereby they are mocking females everywhere. In addition, this event is injurious to our community because these drag queens are mocking Christmas. True Christians on this city council, you too should be indignant over this.
So if you are on city council and you are a true Christian, you should be upset and you should cancel it, is the allegation. And if you fail to cancel it, then you are a participant in it. You are a contributor to the immorality. I love the woman face one. That's actually kind of, I was reading an article about this recently that, you know, liberals should really hate drag because it's gender appropriation. It's people stealing the pretend, exaggerated, caricature version of femininity, right? I mean, drag queens are not, you know, transgender. It is burlesque. It's exaggeration. And so if you believe that it's wrong to take from another culture and use in mockery the thing that they hold dear, and you take from women their appearance and their high heels and their, you know, allure, and you exaggerate it and mock it and flaunt it, you're disrespecting it in a way that is gender appropriate. I mean, it's a very interesting argument. Anyway, so I'm going to let James C. Johnson kind of continue here.
Christmas is the time when we celebrate the incarnation of our Savior. Yet city officials are, to this point, allowing our tax dollars to facilitate this drag queen Christmas. I'm telling you that biblically informed Christians throughout Pensacola are not going to stand for this. So I appeal to the females on this committee when I say, don't let these men mock you. And I appeal to the Christians on this committee when I say, the lawyer's words, the well-crafted words, please don't follow them. Follow the Lord's word, which will stand and abide forever.
The premise that anyone who's biblically informed would oppose this, would stand for its cancellation, and would not stand for city council members allowing such a thing is presumptuous. But what happens, I think, sometimes, and I love these people. They're my people. They are deep believers in the Bible. They were polite. They were adamant, but they were very respectful. And I think they were very, very wrong. The Sanger Theater should not cancel this show for a variety of reasons. One of the reasons is that it would put them legally in a lot of jeopardy, and it would mean that they would be violating the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment, which incorporates the First Amendment against the states, as Adam Cobb so clearly explained at the end of the meeting when Jared Moore, the city council president, asked him to.
Separate issues.
Okay.
We'd have contractual issues, which, again, to be clear, I do not agree that the city has the unilateral ability to step in and cancel an already booked show. We also have the prospect of constitutional liability in addition to, and on top of that, potential contractual liability. Free speech under the First and 14th Amendment as applied to the states, and also the state constitution. So my point is that there would be significant risk that would accompany a decision like this. And based on that, my recommendation would be, again, to not cancel that contract under the facts as I understand them currently.
You're going to get sued for breach of contract, and you're going to lose. It's going to cost the money, the city much money. You're going to get sued for violating people's free speech under the First and 14th Amendment. You're going to lose, and it's going to cost the city a lot of money. And he's right. And that's why city council, I was actually really proud of them, who stood there through all of this, didn't argue back, didn't respond, just listened, as I did, to all of the arguments. And eventually, when they had their say, Casey Jones.
I think it doesn't matter what my personal beliefs are. I don't think that it matters what any of our personal beliefs are. What the oath that we took was to uphold the Constitution, and the Constitution protects free speech.
Yeah. I mean, one of the speakers pointed out that they took an oath under God. Yeah, but they also took an oath to protect the Constitution. And the First Amendment specifically protects expressions we dislike, even blasphemy, even sexually suggestive material, to a limit, by the way. As Jared Moore pointed out, the Land Development Code prohibits strip clubs. So there might be a conversation about whether under a different name this is operating in a way that's in violation otherwise of the Land Development Code. That's an interesting question. I agree with him. Allison Patton said we ought to have a conversation about are there limits to standards of the content? And, I mean, that's a good conversation, too. But, I mean, the Sanger has drag shows. It's common. PLT has a drag show at Cabaret every year. This is not like some morally pristine place, Pensacola, that doesn't have, let's say, a giant gay celebration at Labor Day. Memorial Day, excuse me. We live in a city of diverse people. And the job of the city council is not just to serve the Christians, not just to serve people like me or James C. Johnson. It's to serve everybody. And now, it was dumb for ASM to book this 2 days before Christmas. Obviously, that was stupid. That was foolish. They shouldn't have done that. But once it's done, Adam Cobb is exactly right. You can't get rid of it at this point. We'll talk more about this in a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, still flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays on 2990 or 98. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Thanks so much, John. We just have breaking news now. We have President Trump is speaking with Fox and Friends, and the Chyron says that he claims they have the Kirk suspect in custody.
Wow.
So we will, I am sure. Well, here, can you pull that up for a second? Let's just see if we get any more details, because a lot of times the Chyron is lags behind the conversation. Let's hear that. It's not there? Okay. Hey, David? David? Do you have the ability to pull up Fox News over there real quick?
Well, I was just trying to, and for some reason, I don't have an audio feed coming out of that
weird
source right
cool,
now.
Cool, our audio's broken.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
The one thing we need, right?
We'll get more about that, I'm sure, at the bottom of the hour. Fox News will have many more details. But just so you know, we do have, at least according to Fox News, President Trump is saying that we do have the Kirk suspect in custody right now. So we'll find out more details as we go. Back to the conversation that was being had at the city council last night and about whether a drag show that is scheduled around Christmas, and I would agree is blasphemy, is insulting to Christianity, is offensive, is morally obnoxious, is, you know, not something I would pay money to go see. Should it be canceled? Are these Christians right to demand it be canceled? And I think, no, very, very wrong. Some of them mentioned Charlie Kirk. And properly, Casey Jones said, you get that Charlie Kirk stood for the allowance of dissent, of disagreement. That's the whole point. He was for free expression, and so should we be as well. The idea of the First Amendment is that we protect and defend other people's rights to do things that we cannot stand. And by the way, just as a practical matter, this is definitely raising ticket sales for the event you hate. It's definitely not winning anybody to your cause. If anything, you're alienating people who think that, my God, if I accept Christ, I've got to be like this. And they were very nice, but I've got to be a culture suppressor. I've got to be a cancel person. When I was an atheist, or not even yet an atheist, I thought that the Christians that I knew that were against things like the last temptation of Christ were, I mean, frankly, I thought they were really dumb for opposing a movie that when I watched it, I thought was very faith-affirming. They protest something they don't even see. And if you did see it, you'd see that it's actually very pro-faith, and yet they're out there demonstrating against it. Bad idea. Now, I agree with them about what we should do as Christians and how we should live and how we should try to be pure. There's matters of consistency, you know. Are you going to protest when they have the summer movie series? You know, are you going to protest when they have other things that are morally or religiously objectionable? Do you subscribe to Netflix? You know, do you have TV? Do you have cable? I mean, this difficulty of drawing the line of moral purity with the culture is so difficult. And what would our eventual solution be? Are you going to have like a, I don't know, a cultural approval board to vet all of the potential acts that go to the Sanger for whether they violate the conscience of the most conservative Christians in the community? I mean, it's not practical, let alone it's not healthy. 437-1620. So, yeah, I disagree with them. Honestly, I don't celebrate the thing, but I celebrate that we tolerate the thing. Because to me, that's the American project. And when you say an oath to not just God, but also to protect the Constitution, you're saying an oath that says, I believe in that concept. And I would rather have stronger, better art than suppress somebody else's art. I would rather have stronger, better expression than suppresses somebody else's expression. And God, if I came on the air today and said I was with them, I would be a hypocrite for everything I have said over the last 11 years. And the real question here, and listen, this is not an easy question. I'm making it sound maybe easier than I should. It's not an easy question to decide as a Christian what to do with culture and what to do with the power to stop something. It's not easy. It's challenging. But this is not the case where you want to go to the other side. This is not the case where you want to believe in government suppression. And to say, the one thing that really bothered me the most was they kept saying, if you allow this, you're endorsing it and participating in it. No, there is a giant difference between allowing and endorsing. In fact, most people don't even know the Sanger's government owned, right? Okay. But let me give you this thought. And this is, I'm trying to speak to the people who showed up last night and are worked up about this. When you say that allowing it means that you are participating in it, when you say that letting it happen means you're doing the evil, you're responsible, do you believe that God should be blamed for the Holocaust? Do you believe that God should be blamed for 9/11? The Pulse nightclub shooting or the Parkland massacre? Do you believe that God is responsible for those things? He allowed them. And he could have stopped them. So if you say that politicians who refrain from stopping an evil thing that you hate are responsible for it, logically you'd have to say that God is responsible for all the evil that he permits in the world, and you are using the argument the atheist uses against God's existence. I would be cautious about embracing that concept because the God I know allows a lot of things. Because apparently freedom is important to him. And to me, that's why we built America on that same premise, that freedom is important to us. 723 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Good morning, 726 News Radio 92.3. Before we get to Dave Greenwood, we've got traffic on the fives now with John Pickens. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Just seeing some minor delays on I-10 eastbound as you approach the Highway 29 exit. But other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beachwater Safety Chief for Escambia County. He helps keep our lifeguards trained and our beaches safe. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. What are we looking at this weekend?
Well, we'll have plenty of sunshine out there, and the water should be flat, so the Gulf is fairly calm. And just please remember, lifeguards have began school, so at a minimum, we have lifeguards at Casino Beach.
And the advice is always standing that, look for the guards, swim near the guards, pay attention, but, you know, just understand that short staffing means what it means, right?
Yes, of course, we're happy to say we have Casino Beach staffed at a minimum of 7 days a week.
Outstanding. Dave, thank you so much for the time. Thanks, as always, for what you do to keep us safe. I genuinely appreciate it. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Absolutely. Now into the newsroom, where we do have some of the audio from President Trump, I think, speaking. David Wayne is our news director. What do you got, David?
Well, that's right, Andrew. President Trump on Fox and Friends right now, saying he has a high degree of certainty that the person who assassinated Charlie Kirk has been arrested.
So a pastor was able to turn him in, or they got the family of the shooter to turn them in?
Well, it was a minister, and the minister went to a minister who was involved with law enforcement, by the way. And his good friend is a top U.S. Marshal, and they took it from there. And then it was a father got involved, mm-hmm. namely his father, and said, we've got to go in. And they say, I understand it. And again, subject to change, but, the facts are the facts. We have the person that we think is the person we're looking for. But they drove into the police headquarters, and he's there now.
Did the father know about what the son had done?
I don't know. I'm going to let you get all those questions later, because I can't tell you how accurate. The bottom line is they have somebody that they think did it.
So, Mr. President.
And so apparently more information will probably be released here later on today. We'll be following that here in the newsroom.
I'm sure we'll be learning more and learning it soon. David, thank you so much for the update. Well, that's what I was saying earlier, is now that you've got pictures, and I mean, it doesn't seem like this will be a long time before we find him alive or not alive. I mean, that
right.
Was,
they had just released the photos yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday
right.
afternoon. So,
you just can't hide.
No, you can't.
With that kind of a police presence and investigation. So, all right, 729 here on News Radio 92.3. A lot of texts in here, just people, you know, saying, yes, that's right. That's the way to think about both sides. And by the way, I want to just be real clear. I disagree with the call to cancel the show, but I understand why they do it. And it's not like this is I do think it's a genuinely hard question for Christians to figure out what to do with culture they disagree with. And when they're in power to shape it, what should they do? I will always side on the side of tolerance, of allowance, of not. And by the way, we're not talking about kids. It's an 18 up show. Okay. And this is not in a school. This is not some danger to them kind of thing. This is at the Sanger Theater, where people who are adults pay money. And like all things, if you don't like it, don't go see it. There are lots of objectionable materials in art and theater and literature.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa. Moments ago on Fox and Friends, President Trump said the suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk is now in custody.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him.
Right
in
now.
Custody, right? In custody. Everyone did a great job. We worked with the local police, the governor. Everybody did a great job.
President says he hopes he gets the death penalty. Kirk was shot and killed during an event at Utah Valley University. Day two coming up in the trial of Ryan Ruth, accused of trying to assassinate then-candidate Trump last year.
Things are moving fairly quickly in this trial. That's because Judge Cannon is not letting Ruth's lack of preparation get in the way. Opening statements from Ruth, where, for the most part, had nothing to do with the case or even evidence.
Fox's Dana Marie McNichol in Fort Pierce, Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3. It's 64 degrees right now. We've got sunshine this morning in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast in a few minutes with meteorologist Brooke Richardson. First, a few of our local headlines. More than 900 students in Escambia County will be receiving free medical, dental, and tutoring services this year. Brentwood and West Pensacola Elementary School are joining on to the Healthy Schools Escambia Initiative, a program that was originally launched last January at Global Learning Academy and O.J. Sims Elementary School. The program has already provided care and mentoring for hundreds of students. The program's director says that the services will be tailored to each school's needs with a focus on after-school tutoring. The initiative is supported by a bid from the United Way and Community Partners and officially will officially begin November 1st. An Escambia County man reportedly attempted to commit suicide as deputies were about to speak with him regarding allegations of a child sexual assault, which happened last Thursday. 59-year-old Edward Lewis was accused of sexually assaulting a victim under 12 years old. The allegations had been reported to the sheriff's office earlier this month. Deputies say Lewis initially denied those allegations when he was talking with deputies, who then went to interview the victim. And as they were returning to speak with Lewis, they heard a muffled bang and saw Lewis had shot himself. He had a wound on his chin and his forehead, but was still alert and still conscious. EMS responded, and they took Lewis to the hospital. He has now been remotely booked into the Escambia County Jail. A new tropical disturbance has emerged on the eastern Atlantic as, of course, we reach a few days now just past the statistical peak of hurricane season. Although there's currently no indications that this would head towards Florida. The National Hurricane Center did note the disturbance in its seven-day outlook. They are predicting some slow development, with models suggesting a west-northwest track. AccuWeather reports some concerning warmth in the Gulf, with temperatures nearing 90 degrees now. The 2025 Atlantic hurricane season has been A bit quieter than usual, though, with fewer storms than historical averages, despite a comparable number earlier in the season. Well, the trial of the man accused of plotting to kill then-presidential candidate Donald Trump on a golf course in Florida continues today. NBC's Jesse Kirsch says yesterday the judge accused Ryan Ruth of making a mockery of the courtroom.
In his opening statement, Ruth spoke about Hitler, Putin, Iran, and Israel instead of focusing on the facts of the case. He was supposed to have roughly 40 minutes to speak, but the judge cut him off after only about five.
And the prosecution's first witness was Secret Service agent Robert Fornaco, who testified that Ruth pointed a rifle at him after he spotted him in the shrubbery on the golf course last September. He said he fired at Ruth, who did not shoot back. A second witness testified he saw Ruth fleeing the scene and talked to police. During cross-examination, Ruth gave McGee a thumbs up, said he did a good job. Councilman from Palmetto Bay in South Florida facing resignation calls over a social media post celebrating Charlie Kirk's death. The post made by Steve Cody has since been deleted, but angry and disgusted residents in that area calling for him to step down. Cody says he won't do it.
I understand why they're saying that, but that's not something that I'm going to do.
And the mayor of that village says that they'll be discussing the incident and possible repercussions at a council village meeting this week. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on Highway 90 going southbound toward Pensacola, you're going to see some delays there. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Going into your weekend, nice sunny skies on Saturday, high near 89 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Keeping your beautiful sunshiny forecast around on Sunday with a high near 89 degrees. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 69. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
If you are a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Well, life on a farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy that me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo!
Time to talk to our good friend Ryan Jenkins. Doesn't sound quite as good when I do it, does it? Anyway, Ryan Jenkins is our good friend, farmer up in Jay, Florida, owner of Jenkins Farms. We like to check in with him once a month to find out how farming is going, because it's a major part of our economy, and I don't know, most of you kind of depend on it because, you know, you eat food and wear clothes. Ryan Jenkins, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
I'm good. By the way, you normally we have you on the first Friday of the month. This is, of course, second Friday of the month. But you and your beloved had a rare opportunity as a farming couple. You got to take a vacation for your anniversary. Is that right?
That's correct. I wasn't going to tell anybody, but yes, we went. We took a few days off and went and spent some much needed time together and celebrated our 25th anniversary.
Aww.
We went up to Boston and then drove up the coast of Maine and went to all those little towns up and down there, and it was good. It was a very good getaway. And then on top of all that, we were there, and we stopped at a place, and I kept hearing jets. And I said, there must be a Navy base or something around here. Couldn't figure it out. And then just a minute, the Blue Angels flew over. They were up there doing a show. So,
oh, man.
I thought, what's the chances of this?
What a lucky coincidence. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, yeah. Well done. Certainly, she deserves it, you know, as we all know, for putting up with you. Just like mine does.
I promise you.
So, you kids are just getting started.
She needs more awards than I could ever give her.
No, that's 100%. Every good man can say that. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on. Oh, before we get to what you all are doing right now, I did have a couple of things I wanted to cover. One is tariffs. Somebody wanted me to ask you, if at all, how tariffs have been affecting farming and your particular farming crops of, you know, corn, peanuts, and cotton.
You know, I think that we're used as leverage a lot of times in these negotiating tactics. And I think that's a lot of what the tariff deal is, that they're using our products and stuff like that to try to make things better for everybody. But I can tell you, in the farming industry right now, it is literally as hard as it's ever been. The prices we're paying for our inputs are the highest they've ever been. The prices that we're getting paid for our commodities are as low as they've ever been. And it's really a perfect storm for disaster. And, you know, farmers are just hoping that you kind of understand it's something that's needed and necessary for long-term success. But for short-term success, it's about to kill us.
Wow. So, I mean, what are you doing to adapt?
There's nothing you can do. Sign your name prettier every time you go borrow some money.
Ugh.
I mean, you're just trying to make it through right now. And every bit of it's out of your control. There's nothing you can do. So you just try to, the only thing you can try to do is try to produce more and more yield. But, you know, I mean, we're pretty much at a sweet spot with that. It's hard to afford the inputs to make extra yield, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I can make 5,000 pound peanuts, but I could also probably make 7,000 or 8,000 pound peanuts. But the cost of the inputs versus what I'm getting paid for my commodity would never equal out, if that makes sense. So you want to be in that, you know, in that sweet spot to where your inputs are as few as they have to be, and your yield is as high as it can be, and just be happy with that.
Well, plus, as we've talked about many times, it's a big gamble anyway, because you never know for sure what the peanut quality is going to be until you start picking them, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
So is it worth the extra risk of, you know, the counterproductive extra risk on a product that's an uncertainty to begin with? Wow. Well, that's discouraging
it's
to hear.
Tough, and
so.
It's definitely affecting us.
There was two stories, and I think both were at northescambia.com. One was this combine that caught on fire, a corn combine, and the other one was somebody who had to be airlifted after getting caught underneath some farm equipment. And I know you are a big advocate of farm safety, and we talk about this every year, but, man, I saw that combine on fire, and I thought, a corn harvesting combine is not even the most, dangerous one. It's the cotton, right? That's the one that's really the problem.
Cotton pickers and combine fires are pretty common, just because of the environment they're in. The dust is flammable. There's so many different flammable products on those pieces of equipment. Once they start, you're about not going to put it out. You know, it's going to be pretty much a total loss every time. So yeah, that was very, very unfortunate. It's something, you know, that does happen fairly frequently. Every year in our area, you'll hear one or two cotton pickers that burn. There's not as many combines now as there was, you know, like back in the 80s. But back then, you know, there was one or two combines that would burn every year. Now you hear it every two or three years, you know, you'll hear a combine fire. There's just not as many of them, so you don't hear it as often. But it's a big deal, and it costs a lot of money, and the insurance on a combine and on a cotton picker are very, very high because of that.
Well, yeah, and just the general risk that people, you know, you and I talked, the one where the guy got trapped under the equipment is, you and I are always talking about how, you know, this equipment is dangerous, the practice of farming is dangerous, people are always making decisions about, you know, how they maintain and what risks are acceptable in the process, and even a momentary lapse of attention can, you know, cost you a leg or your life, right?
Oh, that's right. You always think you could reach under there and do something real fast and nothing's going to happen, you know. If I was going to be laying under it all day, I would take these precautions. But since I'm just going to reach under there and tighten a bolt or loosen a bolt or adjust something, you think nothing's going to happen during that time frame. And that's just something you never know, you know. I don't know what happened in that deal. But, you know, I've heard roughly what happened, and You never know. I mean, if you're going to be underneath something, you need to try to have it blocked up and shored up for safety. So, but if, you know, something happens out in the middle of the field, you don't have blocks with you and different things, and you're trying to get done, and you kind of push safety to the side for just a minute, thinking that nothing will happen, and you do what you got to do. And so many times it works out right, but there's that one time that it doesn't, and you're in a mess.
And you even bring like EMS and firefighters in once a year to your farm to give them a safety brief because the situations they deal with are so unique and the problems are so, you know, they don't get practice at them for the extrications and all that. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins. He is the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Just seeing some minor delays on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Also, Highway 90 southbound getting into Pensacola. Going to see some congestion delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, I think we may have a press conference for President Trump coming up at the top of the hour. We'll see. If it does happen, we will certainly carry that related to the suspect that he says they have in custody related to the Charlie Kirk murder. So you know, we will definitely carry that if that is happening coming up at the top of the hour. Back to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms here on News Radio 92.3. He is our farmer. We check in with him once a month. You guys are what, finishing up your corn right now? Is that where you're at?
We finished up our corn harvest day before yesterday, which was a challenge, but the yields were, you know, it would definitely be a top 10 year. I haven't added it all up just yet, but just, you know, rough figure, and it was a very good corn year. Unfortunately, the prices are very low, so even with a bumper crop, a really, really good crop, I still don't know if we're going to make any money off of our corn. Ugh. It's just one of those years, you know, where thank goodness the weather and your decisions went right, but the price doesn't fall in line for you to be able to make any money. So that was tough. The truck, you know, we don't have the infrastructure here in our area, so all of our corn either went to Montgomery, Alabama, or Laurel, Mississippi. So we had, you know, That's long trips when you're trying to load trucks in the field and send them there, and they work banker's hours. You know, one of them closes, the one in Montgomery closes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's very difficult, and then it's difficult to find trucks to haul it. So, you know, I could cut, say, 10 truckloads. The combine and the equipment I have could harvest 10 truckloads a day, but we might only haul off 3 or 4 truckloads in a day.
Well, you mean you're really selling me on the idea of becoming a farmer here, Ryan. You make it sound so easy, like.
Yeah, it's easy.
Hey, I'm gonna
everybody should try it.
I'm gonna ask you a dangerous question. We're having a discussion inside my house. I won't say it's an argument, but we're having a discussion inside my house about this subject. So be careful what you say. What's the right way to boil corn? What's the right way to cook the corn? You're a corn harvesting and maker expert. Do you have an opinion about the right way to cook it?
So you're talking about corn on the cob?
Yeah, yeah.
Like sweet corn?
Yeah.
Well, you put a stick of butter in there and some salt, and you let it boil for about 15 or 20 minutes and let it sit there a few minutes, then you get it out and eat it.
So you put butter and salt? Really?
Heck yeah. How else are you going to do it?
So I've always been told that salt toughens it, and you put sugar and lemon juice, and that's how I've always done it. So that's why I wanted to ask, because I figured you're the expert. So butter and salt.
Never heard that in my life.
Look at me learning things.
Salt. Put a stick of butter in there.
All right. Hey, I'm open to try a thing, so we'll find out. Thank you.
Report back.
I will, yeah. We'll have a conversation. All right, back to the, you know, how the farming is going. You guys are, what, starting peanuts also, right? So, you know, that's always that's the moment of truth, right?
It is. It's exciting, but, you know, up until now, you've got in your mind, hey, this is going to be a good year. This is going to be a good year. I'm probably going to be able to pay my bills. And, you know, you got those thoughts going through your head, but once you start really harvesting it and your crop starts going across the scales and you start getting real numbers, then, you know, sometimes things change with those thoughts. So it's like you say, it's the moment of truth. But so far, from my neighbors that have already started, things are looking pretty good. However, I know y'all got some rain in the south end this past week, I think Monday maybe. But up here, we're pretty well in a drought now, which makes it difficult for peanuts because they have to be dug out of the ground. And, you know, the ground gets very hard, as well as the peanuts stop maturing when they don't have enough moisture. When it's so dry, they stop maturing, where you'll get worse grades and less money for your product. So, you know, we really still need a shower or two to help us be able to dig easily. The blades that go on the diggers, they wear out very fast in the hard ground, and a set of those are a little over $1,000 a piece.
Oof.
So, you know, you don't want to spend $1,000 a day on blades.
Wow. Yeah.
But,
no.
But anyway, you know.
But so a little bit of rain will help loosen it up.
A little bit. Yep. We don't want a
Not
big rainy
much.
Spell or anything like that. But if we could get a shower, but there's none. None in the forecast in the foreseeable future, so we'll just have to deal with it. But anyway, things are looking good. Cotton's about to start. By the time we talk next, I will probably have picked some cotton as well as peanuts. So it's our busiest time of year. I just want to remind everybody, as you're riding up through the country for different things, there is more farm equipment going up and down the roads now than there is any other time of the year, from now till about between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So really pay attention, slow down. Remember, these tractors are not going as fast as you might think they are. A lot of the trucks carrying our products going up and down the road and pulling out from side roads and things. So just really use patience when you're up this way. We're trying to get something done here, and we just all got to work together, and everybody works together, we'll be safe, and everybody will be fed and clothed.
Hey, last thing for you, Ryan. Actually, two things. One is somebody texted me and asked, what about the right to repair lawsuit with John Deere? Has that been settled yet? Do we know? Do you know where that's at?
Yeah, there's basically a memorandum of understanding that Farm Bureau has with the big manufacturers like John Deere, Case IH, places like that. And technically, we can access their stuff, can buy their software, their stuff that we need to be able to plug into the computers on the tractor and work on our own stuff. It's not easy. It's not cheap, but we can technically do it.
Okay.
So hopefully that answers. And it's a working agreement. It's a live document. You know, I sit on a board at American Farm Bureau where we go, and yearly, you know, we'll talk with them again and update things that are working, things that are not working. So it's a work in progress, but at least there's something.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's good news of a sort. Well, I was like to end with a quick farm fact. You got one for us this month?
I do. And you know, you're going to think this is very specific, but anyway, I was looking for something to say. and I was looking under peanut stuff, and I came across a statistic that said 20 years of study show that eating 1 ounce of peanuts or peanut butter a week lowers the risk of developing gallstones by 25%.
Okay.
So if you don't want any daggum gallstones.
No, nobody does. Okay, well, you know, I've been looking for a solution to that problem, so.
That's what I think. So, see, well, somebody out there right now is going after a handful of peanuts.
All right. Ryan Jenkins is our farm friend up in Jay, Florida, the owner of Jenkins Farms. Ryan, man, I really thank you for educating us, keeping us informed, helping us remember the farmers that we depend on and how difficult life is. And yet you guys still have your faith in your family and you love and believe in what you do. And I just tell you, I appreciate it. And thank you for putting clothes on my kids' backs and food in their plate, man. I appreciate you, sir.
Well, thank you for having us and letting us tell our story. And I hope everybody has a great weekend.
And also, thank you for helping me ward off the gallstones. So, Ryan, we'll talk to you next month.
Yes.
7:50.
All right, take care.
You bet. 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you're looking at that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. They got about 300 on the lot. And, you know, you might wonder, well, you know, how many people go there? Lots. How do you know? Well, okay, Dave Ramsey talks about it, I talk about it, but we're just two guys on the radio, right? I want you to do an experiment. Look around when you're driving, you're stuck at a red light, and you just casually glance at other people's bumpers, you know? Don't get caught looking at somebody's bumper, okay? That's just good life advice. But look at the bumpers if you see license plate frames and bumper stickers that say Frontier, and you'll see them. And the next day you'll see more, and the next day more, and eventually you'll be like, Andrew, I can't not see them. I see them everywhere. Well, that's the point. Those are all satisfied customers. Those are people who are happy with Frontier and will go back again, most likely, because that's what they want. They want people who come back again. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay said hi. And if your wife wonders why you're looking at somebody else's bumper, well, now you can tell her. You can tell her I said it's okay.
I was just about to say that. Andrew said it was okay.
John Pickens has got traffic on the 5.
Back to rolling accident-free right now. The only delay I'm seeing is on I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hong Kong Fooey! Panrific!
7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A major break in the investigation into the murder of Charlie Kirk today. President Trump on Fox and Friends.
I always say, I think, just to protect us all, and so Fox doesn't get sued, and we all don't get sued, and everything else. But I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him.
President Trump not providing a lot of details, saying information would be released today by law enforcement. He did say tips from a minister that was close to a federal marshal led to an identification, and the suspect's father drove him to a police station where he turned himself in this morning.
All right. Thank you so much for that update. David, why does Brother Andrew love FDOT? Find out in the Transgressors Memorial Service at 820.